G'day, Bogues.
Yeah, that's Spider-Cam. How are you, boys? That's Spider-Cam. Can't wait for those drones to get in the middle of the fairway for a red-hot driver coming at it.
Oh, yeah,
would
yeah.
That smash
that's right.
In?
Did you see the other night at the cricket? We're at the MCG, and there were about 4,000 seagulls just descended on the MCG, and Spider-Cam was whizzing around, almost hurting them.
They're everywhere down there.
It was hilarious.
Looking for a free chip out in the middle
Actually,
of the paddock.
If they had one hole where they could set up spider cam, it would be quite good for
it
golf.
Would be.
Different perspective, but I don't think you'd be able to do it. You'd have to hang it from a tree or something. You're not high enough.
Yeah, it'll happen. It'll
happen.
It will happen.
It'll be a drone. It'll
and
be a
drones,
remote control.
And drones
camera.
Will get.
Actually,
used.
Why haven't they got drones? That's exactly right. Let's start it, TK. We'll make a fortune.
Fine.
I'll drive it though. Fly.
Righto.
You'll be
right, you gibberers.
I can imagine.
Now, Brett. The Aussie Open, we're looking forward to it, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the Aussie Open, the Australian Golf Course and the new setup.
Yeah, I opened it last year. What was it, earlier this year? Jack Nicklaus came in. I can't remember. It was early this year. They're passing by so fast, but anyway, it's going to be a great test in there. The first hole is normally a par 5 for the members, but this week they're turning into a par 4, so it's going to be a par 71 instead of 72.
Okay.
It's going to be a cracker of an opening hole, but... depends on the weather this week. I mean, probably be similar scoring to that of Metropolitan last week at the Australian Masters. 9, 8, 9, 10, and probably win the tournament. Great field, though, isn't it? And I guess one of the stories from yesterday, and I know you spoke to the young fellow this morning that qualified, was Lucas Herbert, that he just needed a par on the last hole, the young Victorian amateur, a par on the last hole at the Australian Masters. Finished top 10 and get a start in the Australian Open this week, and he double bogeyed the final hole and finished 11th. Got in his car, couldn't get a flight out of Melbourne to come pre-qual yesterday at Carnarvon. Got in his car, drove up, went through Bendigo where he lives, got some supplies with his mum and dad in the car, slept in the back of the car, arrived here yesterday, arrived at Carnarvon, birdied the final hole to shoot 67 and qualify. Yeah. What a great story that is.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, he would have been walking home. I reckon his mum and dad just would have left him. mate, it's a good story, and you know, parents put so much into their kids, even as they get older. And we chatted with James Marchesani, who has had 4 years in that college system. His second pro championship, made the cut last week, and he qualified as well. So, but they take on the big guns this week, mate, don't they? With the likes of Adam Scott and Rory, will this? Here's a stupid question. Will this golf course suit Rory? I guess the next one is there one that doesn't?
No, 100%. I tell you what, this golf course is built for a good driver of a golf ball.
Is it? Right.
And right now, at this present point in time, the two guys that are driving at the best are Adam Scott and Rory McIlroy. Just depends on putting this week and how much wind blows here at the Australian Golf Club. Be a great test, but it's a driver's golf course. You've got to drive it really good. It's reasonably long, so... You just can't leave these two guys out of the reckoning this week, and they're going to be short price favourites. I guess Jordan Spieth is coming off a third place finish in Japan on the weekend, alongside Brendan Jones, who finished third up there as well at the Dunlop Phoenix. He's a guy that drives it very good as well. Steve Bowditch is a dark horse for mine this week. He was there or thereabouts last week, just didn't really put enough consistency into four rounds, but he will be there or thereabouts this week, and I think he could go on and win this championship this week, Steve Bowditch. Great driver. And good putter, so I've got him up there this week.
It'll be great to see them go head-to-head, these two.
I'll give you the betting. Rory, 325. Adam Scott, 450. You mentioned Jordan Spieth, who's a superstar, $10. Johnny Sendon's pretty short, $21. You mentioned Matt Jones, $34. And Stephen Bowditch is $41. Sounds like you like him as your roughie.
Yeah, I also like John Sendon too. I think he's fresh off a few weeks off. And look, he's always in contention here in Australia, and he drives it good as well. Great ball striker.
He won an Aussie Open, didn't he?
He won at Royal Sydney.
Yeah.
I've got him up there as well. But, I mean, it's a crack field this week. It's a red-hot field. I mean, could we see another Nick Cullen pop through and win this week? It wouldn't surprise me. One iota.
Yeah.
What about that, mate?
Nick's
that
bunker, 51.
That
51.
Bunker shot. And the great story is that he's at the crossroads. He's thinking time out of the game. It's not working for him. And then, bang, he wins. It's just incredible.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a player that hasn't won a big event. He has won a Queensland Open and an Indonesian Masters before 2012, 2013. But there's nothing worse than coming down the final stretch and you're looking at world number two or one of the top players making birdies and creeping up on you. You've still got six holes, seven holes to play, and a tough back nine And that bunker shot that he played, you cannot believe how hard it is, because where he was, he had a big ridge that ran diagonally across him, so he had to pitch it just on top of that and roll it out perfectly. And he played it absolutely magnificent. Under pressure, under the pump, with the biggest payday of his career on the line, and a 5-year exemption on the line, which he wouldn't have thought about until he won. Good on him, and I was so happy for him to hang on there, and it's been a tough year for him past year.
Brett, how do they get their bunker shots so close?
That's a question. Well,
but they nearly get them closer than their chips.
Yeah, look, bunkers don't scare professional golfers, no. Especially when the sand, Melbourne sand belt, the bunkers are, look, I won't say they're easy, but they're easier than most bunkers where they have a lot of sand in them. We don't like a lot of sand. We like bearish lies where we can nip the ball.
Right.
And that really helps us. And consistent bunkers like Melbourne, they're a lot easier to play out of than other bunkers around, your normal golf courses where they've got 6 inches of sand, you get buried lies all the time, and they're hard. You can't pick those.
Right.
But, hey, listen, just while we're talking about it, I just want to give two young juniors a wrap. I had my Brett Ogle Junior Golf Masters down in Goulburn on the weekend, 36 holes. It's my 19th year I've been having this, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to the overall girls winner was Concord's Zoe Choi, who won by just 10 shots, and Bonnie Doon's Mitch Gannon. He won the overall boys. He beat Justin Kim, another good young player from New South Wales Golf Club, on the second hole of sudden death. So I just wanted to quickly
good
mention.
Good stuff.
Now, two up-and-coming young kids. Well done to both of them and all winners down there at Goulburn. And thanks to the Jack Newton Junior Golf Foundation for running my tournament for me.
Hey, Brett, Lydia Ko, how quickly is she dominating the world scene?
Didn't you just... I really enjoy women's golf. I love it. I know a lot of guys go, women's golf, but I love it. I love watching it. And Lydia Ko... She's incredible.
Isn't
she? 17 years of age. She won the tournament, the final tournament of the year. $500,000 she got for winning it. She got an extra $1 million in cash on top of the win, right? And won Rookie of the Year, all at the ripe old age of 17. Wow, she's incredible.
And, you know, we've chatted with her a couple of times, and we were always saying, oh, was it when she was an amateur? And was saying, oh, it must have been hard not taking the check.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, no, it's not. And it was all just going to flow in for her, wasn't it?
It's flooding now.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that unbelievable?
I wonder if she'll still speak to us.
No.
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? When these guys and girls make it, whether they remember who they've been speaking to years gone by and whether they'll do it again.
Anyway.
And whatever. But European Q school just finished as well. 6 grueling rounds over there in Spain. 2 Aussies got through. Andrew Doak fired a final round 67 to finish 10th. Jason Scrivener from WA fired a final round 66 to make it by one shot. So good on those two guys. Andrew Doak, a previous winner at the event at the Masters, I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago now, lost his card in Europe and had to go back to Q school. So well done to those two.
Right.
Brendan Jones finished 3rd in Japan on the weekend, finished one shot out of the playoff, which Hideki Matsuyama won. And Brett Drewitt, boy from the northern New South Wales, finished 2nd in China.
Did he?
The Hainan Open.
Monash, wasn't
he?
He's from Long Reef. I know Brett very well.
Yeah.
Played a few rounds with him. He was playing Long Reef and giving shots back all over the place. So it's great to hear he's going well, mate.
Yeah, well, he's going to make, he looks like the top 5 on that China tour, make the web.com tour next year. So he and David McKenzie are both inside the top 5.
Terrific.
And just outside that is Bryden McPherson, who was 7th on their money list. So 3 of those guys have got a big chance. I think there's just one event to go. Yeah, the Tour Championship. So fingers crossed we could have 3 Aussies, 3 more Aussies on the web.com
tour
next
year. So what sort of brass would Brett be making now?
I think that win was about 100 grand, I think.
Good on
something
him.
Like that.
Good on him.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, that's another stepping stone, those grand China tours to the world tours. So good on him.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, mate, before you go, right?
Yeah.
There's 140 teeing it up. You've tipped 135 blokes, right, so far?
Not quite. 120.
Right. Give us your tip, and then give us your roughie, and then your best Aussie, right? Your tip. Your roughie, your best Aussie.
Oh, I always narrow it down. I've got 3. All right, and 3 guys that are paying decent. Okay, I'm not going to back any of the favourites because I think they're too short.
Sure.
They'll probably win. But I do like Stephen Bowditch. I like John Stenden. I like Matt Griffin. They're all going to be about 30s or 40s. Now,
John Stenden.
Back in top 10 if you like, and a win.
Matt Griffin?
You get your money back with one of those guys. Matt Griffin, John Senden, and Stephen Bowditch.
Okay, good stuff.
All right?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, cool. But I think McIlroy will win the tournament. I just can't see
anybody. Okay, well, we can bet top five at the tab and top 10.
Yeah. Some good picks there.
Good stuff.
Now, I still don't get that in betting.
Eh?
I still don't get that. Even though they're short and you think he's going to be a winner, why wouldn't you bet on the winner?
What, $3.25?
Yeah, but, mate, are you getting money back? Are you making money, though?
Hey, TK.
Yes, mate.
I had drinks yesterday at Rose Hill Bowling Club.
Yes.
And some of the boys down there yesterday, I can't remember their names now, Walshy, maybe?
Yeah.
said to say g'day.
Oh, good.
I'll be listening this morning.
Good.
Lovely little club down there.
Oh, yeah, it's terrific. It's terrific.
You bowling now, TK?
No, not yet.
You're of that age.
Not yet.
Your hair's of that colour.
What were you doing there?
Well, I'm out at Oatlands today, and we're running a 54 hole. We're going to raise about $50,000 for breast cancer and prostate cancer.
Fantastic.
54 holes in one day today. So
okay.
That's what we're doing at Oatlands today. So I happened to just stay down the road at the Waldorf, and I wandered down yesterday after shooting the golf show, and I wandered down for a couple of lagers.
You're a good man.
And the regs were in there.
Yeah, good stuff.
And they bailed me up.
Good to see you with some normal people, mate, instead of the toffs you hang around at Toorak.
Golf show tonight. Don't miss tonight. I bailed up Andy Lee, comedian Andy Lee, down at St Andrews Beach a couple of weeks ago. It's an absolute hoot tonight. I got him on the golf show tonight, so don't miss that. And Drummond Golf, with the best website and everything in golf, head to drummondgolf.com.
Very good. Can Andy Lee play? Can he play?
Who's that? Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's about a 9, 8. He played
pretty
solid.
Good. That's solid.
Yeah, he ripped it down the first hole. No practice shots. And just smoked it down the first.
I like the highlights for the... We've been watching it this morning. You roll in about a 60-footer.
You know, I hit driver 7-iron into the middle of the par 5 first hole and hold a 30-footer. Then the short par 4 second. I said to Andy, how do you play this hole? He goes, I hit 5-iron to the bottom of the hill and wedged it up. I said, nah. 320 yards. I drove it on the green and hold that for eagle.
Well played.
I went eagle. One take. I drove everything.
Your first two putts you've held in 20 years.
Yeah. Hey, at least I'm holding them.
Okay, off you go. See you, mate.
Yeah, right. Bye. Hey.